find out what it means to be more human. The supernatural is not natural. When the imaginary beings are just recreations. The mythical beasts enter into your home.
I can't determine why.
The old ancient wisdom of the mythical.
It's freedom that you call.
Space. Stuff we think is neat that happens out on the street, all the things we've heard of, stories we tell, songs we sing, are a fraction. Our gods, our demigods, our rock stars, our movie stars. Recreations of the heroes of old are a fraction. Our thoughts about what we dream are nothing compared to what we can dream. Our thoughts about what we've dreamed are nothing compared to what we dream.
The
words about our dreams. What we remember are nothing compared to the dream.
What it is.
Don't limit our dreams with thoughts of dreams. So worried about communicating what we've experienced so we can understand it and share a tribal understanding experience. Some gift of the God in the arts. You say they can transcend the experience, but
some wisdom.
The experience is greater than the artist. It's greater than the art.
How could it be?
The song,
like the river,
is greater than the singer.
And the distance and the hope.
And what the singer touches. When he sings a song, is greater than song, singer, and experience all growing beyond the little things that are known. Can't you see that the mind of today's knowledge is so small? Can't you see for the future? All that we know, all the yo-yos, counting countless coups of endless quality, understanding what they've said, so putting it in words, that we look like the gods of knowledge, is nothing. The future knowledge.
Say
absorb the present. Present time. It's not the technology, it's not the religions, it's not the man in the street, it's not violence or the media that hold back man, it's the inability to embrace the future.
The dreams are like
we all had a pain.